From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, rival parties agreed to keep the overall size of the government's 26.2 trillion won supplementary budget intact while also maintaining cash aid for the bottom 70% of income earners. The Bank of Korea holds its benchmark interest rate steady at 2.5% amid uncertainty stemming from the Middle East crisis. And South Korea summons a senior official from the Japanese embassy in Seoul to protest Japan's latest claim over the Dokdo Islands. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. Rival parties have agreed to adjust some items in the government's 26.2 trillion won supplementary budget, while keeping the overall size unchanged. Floor leaders of the ruling Democratic Party and the main opposition People Power Party told reporters that the deal was reached during a meeting at the National Assembly on Friday, the deadline both sides had agreed on for passing the extra budget. The budget for cash aid for the bottom 70% of income earners, one of the key points of contention, will remain as proposed by the government. Under the agreement, the total budget will be maintained at 26.2 trillion won despite adjustments to some programs. The parties agreed to increase funding for public transport discounts, naphtha supply stabilization, and fuel-related support measures for farmers and fishermen. National Security Advisor Wi Sung-nak says supply chain uncertainty is expected to continue for the time being despite the U.S.-Iran two-week ceasefire, as traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains inconsistent. During a news conference at the presidential office on Friday, we emphasized that the government will continue efforts to secure additional crude oil and naphtha amid the ongoing conflict in Iran. The presidential advisor noted that the number of vessels passing through this critical waterway has not increased since the ceasefire agreement. We also stated that the government is in continuous communication with relevant countries to ensure the safe return of South Korean ships and crews currently stranded in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, an Iranian delegation has reportedly arrived in the Pakistani capital Islamabad for talks aimed at resolving the conflict with the United States. The Bank of Korea on Friday held its benchmark interest rate steady at 2.5%, maintaining this rate for the past 11 months. This decision comes amid ongoing uncertainty in the Middle East, leading policymakers to adopt a cautious approach as they assess the risk of inflation, currency weakness, and slower economic growth. Rosin Bak reports.
The Bank of Korea's Monetary Policy Board decided to maintain the key rate at 2.5% for the seventh time in a row during a rate-setting meeting on Friday. The board has kept rates unchanged since lowering them from 2.75% to 2.5% in May last year. All seven board members unanimously supported this decision. The board cited the conflict in the Middle East, which began in late February, as a major factor in holding the rate steady, noting that this conflict has increased inflationary pressures while also posing risks to economic growth and contributing to heightened volatility in financial and foreign exchange markets. Given the high level of uncertainty surrounding the situation, the BOK deemed it appropriate to maintain the current rate while evaluating its potential economic impact. The central bank said economic growth this year could fall below its previous forecast of 2%, despite strong semiconductor exports and supplementary budget measures due to rising energy prices and supply disruptions. The BOK expects consumer inflation to rise to the mid to high 2% range. This meeting was the last rate-setting session chaired by Governor Lee Chang-yong before his retirement. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea has summoned a senior official from the Japanese embassy in Seoul to protest Japan's latest claim over the Dokdo Islands. Seoul's foreign ministry called in Hirotaka Matsuo, deputy chief of mission at the Japanese embassy, on Friday, a day after Tokyo made a territorial claim over South Korea's easternmost islets of Dokdo in its latest annual diplomatic blue book. In a statement issued by its spokesperson, the ministry said Seoul strongly protests what it called Tokyo's repeated unjust claims to the islets, stating that Dokdo is South Korean territory according to history, geography, and international law, and call for Japan's immediate withdrawal of those claims. The statement also said the government would like to reiterate that Japan's unjust claims over Dokdo have no impact whatsoever on South Korea's sovereignty and pledged a stern response to any provocations from Japan regarding Tokto. In the 2026 Blue Book disclosed on Thursday, Tokyo claimed that the islets were its territory by historical fact and international law. Top diplomats from North Korea and China affirmed their commitments to friendly relations between the two nations during Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's first visit to Pyongyang in more than 6 years. The North's state-run Korean Central News Agency reported Friday that Wang and North Korean Foreign Minister Choi Sun-hee had agreed to enhance exchange and cooperation the previous day, which marked the 65th anniversary of the bilateral Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance. Choi said the friendly ties have advanced to a higher new level in line with an important agreement between their leaders during a summit in September of last year. The North Korean minister said bilateral relations were rooted on the common ideology of socialism, coinciding with the aspirations and interests of both nations. Wang said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping had put forth landmark guidelines for advancing ties and that defending, solidifying and developing the friendship remains the unwavering goal of China's ruling party and government. A joint prosecution police team investigating whether politicians accepted bribes from the Unification Church has declined to move forward with a case against Democratic Party representative Chun Jae-soo due to insufficient evidence. The joint team said on Friday that it would not bring indictments against Chun, former DP representative Im Jong-sung, or former United Future Party representative Kim Yu-hwan. The inquiry concerned whether Chun had accepted 20 million won, or $13,500, as well as a watch worth 10 million won from the Unification Church in 2018 in exchange for his support for the church's planned undersea tunnel linking South Korea and Japan. Investigators were also looking into whether the three-term lawmaker accepted 10 million won in cash from the church under the pretext of purchasing his book in 2019. The investigators concluded that the statute of limitations had passed for the cash and watch acceptance charge and dismissed the charges for the book purchase. President Lee Jae-myung stated on Friday that the current fixed-term employment law, which mandates companies to convert non-regular workers into permanent employees after 2 years, may inadvertently lead to increased unemployment. Speaking at a meeting with the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions at the presidential office, he explained that the two-year conversion rule has effectively created a two-year employment cap. He noted that employers often terminate contracts just before the two-year mark, undermining the law's intent to protect workers. He called for more practical solutions to address this issue. He said that wage disparities between regular and non-regular workers performing the same jobs are exacerbating labor polarization. He noted that this inequality reflects a distorted system that needs to be addressed through broader social consensus and dialogue. Most parts of the nation will see sunny skies on Saturday, while the Seoul metro area and parts of South Chungcheong province will be exposed to high levels of fine dust. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration on Friday, fine dust concentrations are set to reach bad levels on Saturday for Seoul and the surrounding regions, as well as South Chungcheong province. Morning lows will range between 5 and 12 degrees Celsius, slightly lower than Friday's readings, with daytime highs peaking between 16 and 23 degrees. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chan.